Welcome to Coffee and Cree with Relic and today's special guest, Coffee and Cree on CFWE.
Coffee and Cree is brought to you by the University of Alberta,
supporting Indigenous language revitalization.
To learn more about the U of A, visit ualberta.ca.
Coffee and Cree.
Mio kiksipayo wan and skak tan sigak yo kitam skat naura relic nik sigasun. Welcome to WOW to another episode of Coffee and Cree here on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Every single Sunday morning, I bring you a special guest to teach you some Nehewewin in a very fun way. And today's guest is a very special guest to me, Mr. Dan Cardinal. Tan se and tata wow, what Dan?
Mornan do, nananashkumen. And
so I have a bit of a history with Dan. When I was first learning the Nehewewin in the very beginning, Gayas, when I was like 16 years old in Victoria Composite High School, Dan was teaching at St. Joseph's High School. And he used to come to our high school on his own dime. And we used to give up our lunch hours to learn some Nehewewin because there was no Cree language in Edmonton Public Schools, right? Yeah. So I'm happy to have you. We come full circle after like 30 some years, right? We're talking today with Dan Cardinal, and we're going to learn a little bit weather terms. We're going to talk about weather terms, Dan. Awesome. So
Anots
today, miyogi sigaw. It is a nice day.
Today is a nice day.
Okay. So now, how do we say tanse katwan? You know, it's a little bit cloudy today. What?
Anos iguasquan.
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 Or anots today, it is a little bit cloudy. Iguasquan.
Iguasquan.
Okay, so if we're going to now put that in a future tense, and we're going to say, you know, say tomorrow is going to be a little bit cloudy.
Wapake.
Wapake.
Absis ka iguasquan.
Wapake for tomorrow. Ewi ka.
Ka for future tense.
Ka for future tense.
Uh-huh.
And then ewi.
Iguasquan.
Iguasquan for being cloudy. Oh, miyasin, miyasin. We're learning here. Now, of course, a word that I use on my afternoon show a lot of times, kimawan.
Kimawan.
For rain, right?
Tapwe. Tapwe, so, kimawan is rain.
It is rain. It is raining. So if we are going to say it is raining heavily.
Mitone mistahe kimuan.
Mitone. So we often hear those words as I'll say emphasis words, I guess, right?
Or, yes, or to way.
Yeah, so emphasizing things. So mitone or mistahe for something bigger, larger.
Yes, or you can say gaywe sik pestao.
Gaywe sik pestao.
Gaywe sik pestao. And that is it's raining heavily. It's coming down.
Oh, miyasin. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we're in the middle of winter here, so sometimes we get that freezing rain.
Ta pue. Mm-hmm. And aya. Eugo nituanan aya. Sik pestasin.
Sik pestasin. Sik pestasin.
Sik pesta.
And then if we're just raining.
And we say kimwanayao. Ewa mispunayao. Because it's both, right?
Okay.
A little bit of rain, a little bit of snow is sleet.
Mm.
We say mispunayao. Mispunayao.
Mispunayao.
Ewa nitwanan mina kimwanayao.
Oh, ninistoten. Understanding here. Speaking with Dan Cardinal, learning some weather terms on Coffee and Cree here. Now, if it is just a little bit of rain, can we use the what they call the diminutive on that one, where it's just like a small? Can we say kimwanis or kimwanisis?
Apsis kimwan.
Or apsis kimwan for
apsis
small.
Apsis kimwan or kimwansin. You're right. You can use the diminutive to say kimwansin.
Kimwansin. So that's a small amount of rain.
Yes.
If, of course, again, middle of winter here, if it's just lightly snowing, and I think that we should cover the fact that there's two different words for snow in the Nehewewin, right? There's one for snow that's in the air, which is tanse katwan snow.
Mispun.
Mispun.
Or you can say mispunayao, it's coming down.
Mispunayao. So when you put that ayao, it's kind of the action then, right?
That's the action.
Yeah. Okay, mispunayao.
Mm-hmm, because you have to remember, Snow on the ground is kuna.
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 So whenever we refer to that snow on the ground, it's kuna, and whenever it's falling, mispon.
Mispon, or you can say misponayaw.
Misponayaw, it is snowing.
Mm-hmm. Or if it's snowing a lot, you can say mistahim spon.
Mistahim spon.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk a little bit about the conjunct here. Not a whole lot about it, but, you know, basically for our just people just learning, the conjunct is kind of the way I've understood it is almost like putting an ing on the end of a word, like it is snowing, as it is snowing, is the conjunct. Is that right?
Tapwe.
Okay, so now if we're in a sentence, you know, the Cree language, very verb-based, so I'm walking, so ipimotian, as it is snowing, ipimotian...
Misponayaw.
Misponayaw. I am walking as it is snowing.
Tapwe.
Oh, I am loving this. To speaking with Dan Cardinal right now. Dan, you've taught at so many different places over the years. Tell our listeners all the amazing places that you've taught at when you're teaching Nehewewin.
Omakaksnamagan Nehewewin, St. Joseph's High School Giksnamagan, Nyanaski, Giksnamagan Mina, Aya, Ben Calf Robe School. Mm. Egwektochin ginduksnamagan at Concordia University. Egwaminan giksnamagan Canadian Native Friendship Center. Ekta engiksnamagan Nyanaski. Egwan giksnamagan Omakaitame Portage College Laklabish. Wawaskeshusage.
Wayo.
Ekteminan giksnamagan.
Yeah.
Miksnamagan mina Red Deer College.
The list goes on, hey?
Agwamina nixnamagan at Megwatch nixnamagan kautakshik nigitoshik tepaikan sko einaneu tepaikan aya St. Kateri Hall, Sikatio, aya in the basement of Sacred Heart Church.
So all those places, mitzit.
Mitzit.
Mitzit. Many, many, many places, right?
Tapwe.
Yes.
Mitzit.
And we talk a little bit about off the air about the difference between Michif, because you grew up very close to Métis culture as well, right?
Tapwe, aya. Oma nian gi peo figan Imperial Mills sigatio tande kau tuhtea. Ekten gi wiganan, ekten gi upigan, ewa mena wawaske susagekanik uchenas. The Laklabishogo Sigati, Wawaske Susagaikan, Ektekagi, Opigigoyan mina. Nianan aya Omakaitame, Michif, Mstahe, Mr. Goosewan, Ekta, Nianan. Tapskutka with the Martin, Omakane Hiawea, Kaksquita Makigwe, Makituano, Apo Nitch. Ewa, Nianan, aya. Michif omakasigatame omsisanet twanan. Abe moji. Tansimagawa. That's oh my gosh, huh?
Yeah.
Egwamina kotak mina ka nianan net twanan. Mafwe de bunji. Ego makigwe kakusquetama. And it's like saying, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It's you're surprised about something. That is what we call Michif. Kotak kigwe kawitamatin. Michif omakaitame. Aya, latab nianan si atenan a table. Magoma kane hiwaya, mitsunat.
Mitsunatik, yeah.
Aha. Eksise. Ewa, aya. Nianan for potatoes,
a skipwawa.
A skipwawa kane hiwaya, maga nianan la patagua. Netwana.
Because it has that French influence.
That's right? A little introduction of Michif. We throw in a lot of, we say a lot of la.
A lot of French la's, right?
You know, the French will say to us, we they'll, you know, they'll say to us, that's not French. You guys are bastardizing our language, right?
Mm.
Yes. Magamina, aya. The First Nations will say that to us too.
About Nehewewin,
yeah,
right?
About Nehewewin. You guys aren't speaking Cree. Yes. So there's, you know, aya. Nia nimiehten aya enehewean stahenehawana.
Miasin tagake. So once again, speaking with Dan Cardinal, teaching us some weather terms and a little bit of Michif. difference between Michif and the Heiwewin. We'll be right back here on the Windspeaker Radio Network with more Pigate Wapoy Egwa.
Hey, Heiwewin.
Coffee and Cree.
Ooh, I'm so smart.